And now, live from the studios of Freedom's Phoenix, Ernest Hancock.
Believe me when I say we have a difficult time ahead of us. But if we are to be prepared for it, we must first shed our fear of it. I stand here without fear because I remember. I remember that I am here not because of the path that lies before me, but because of the path that lies behind me. I remember that for 100 years we have fought these machines. And after a century of war, I remember that which matters most. We are still here! Today, let us make them remember.
Independence of me, Ernest Hancock here in Phoenix, Arizona, from the BEA Utiful Studios of Freedom's of the Nest, freedomsphoenix.com. Okay, we got Chris Haskell on from Tucson, and we want to do him some props here. Donna said there's something with the phone line. Try that, Chris. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. How you doing, buddy?
Oh, my God. That is so bad. You know,
is there anybody who can hear me? Can you call me right back, or is it too late?
Well, I don't know if it's... if it's us or not, you know, I guess it, because it was with the last guest too. You don't have the ability to do Skype or anything?
Yes, I do. It was working just fine. And then this morning, it will not. I can't log on to save my life. This is exactly what happens to me every single time someone wants to interview me.
Yeah, no, I'm hip. And, we've got the, this today with, it's fine, and then... It's not. I mean, it's like, it's freaking you, man. I blame you.
Actually, I blame it all on you, Ernie. You taught me how to make signs, and that started the whole process.
Yeah, I know. We can't do it like this. What I'm going to do in this segment, I'm going to hold on just a second.
It does help if you call me back, so I've had that happen, and that solves
okay, well,
the problem.
Okay, well, we're going to go ahead and have Donna call you back. And okay. I'll go ahead and do the intro in the first segment here, see if we can get this better. All right, go ahead and hang up. She'll call you right back. Yeah, this is, go ahead and, try them back again and see if that do it. And then it might be a phone. So I have no idea. It's always something. But this happens a lot of times with stuff like what Chris is doing. Let me read the bio, what he's been doing and dealing with over the years, because this will be very interesting. Now, he has Skype, but he's like, I don't know, it's not working today. It just they won't let us, get on to come. All right, I'm so shocked, how's it sound? Well, check. How you sound now, man?
It sounds better to me. I don't know how's your line.
Oh, yeah, hell of a lot better. Thank you.
The FBI didn't get in on this one.
All right, let me go ahead and, do the intro here. Chris Haskell, Freedom Warrior Chris Haskell, is Tucson's independent media outlet that covers the news which our mainstream media fake news channels don't mention. Chris Haskell has been charged with terrorist charges equal to murder because... He put up thousands of signs across Tucson. Thousands. Chris needs your help. Haskell has been an activist since the Oklahoma bombing and a more public activist since 2007. Chris has never monetized his channel to get paid by YouTube, and he paid out of pocket to buy all the supplies needed to make the thousands of signs he has posted all across Tucson and surrounding cities to inform the public about the crimes being committed against them. Please help us fight back, as we need to pay for a lawyer. Links below. Now, let's go ahead, and I'll go ahead and check, and I bet you Donna has made sure that we got all the goodies here for you. Now, I'll go in today's show, and you look at it, and they'll have all the links to all the stuff. So you go to Declare Your Independence, Ernest Hancock. Now, the easiest way is you go to Freedoms with an S, freedomsphoenix.com. On the top right-hand corner, it says Declare Your Independence. You click in there, and the most recent show, and it'll say Stephen Lemon, Chris Haskell, okay? Now, you go in there, and in the second hour, it'll have all, you scroll down, hour two. Well, we had that. You know, we got to go to hour three. Okay, hour three, Chris Haskell, and it has all of your YouTube channels, your Facebook, the PayPal. We are all Chris Haskell. Hashtag we are all Chris Haskell. Hashtag support your hero Tucson. And there's a, you do the PayPal, and you just give them a little something-something because you can give them something. Now, do you do crypto at all?
No, I'd love to. I've never set it up that way, but...
Man, you see, you're missing out. You need to get with it, Holmes.
I think so.
All right, so this is, you know, did PayPal, you know, and you know, there's a way to help him out. Now, I've known Chris for a long time, and there's a lot of people that, you know, certainly in Arizona, around the country and so on, they like, hey, Ernie, I would need you. I go, whoa, man. I'm not your secretary. I'm not going to do it for you. I'm not your biatch. I'm not, you know, going to take care of it. But I will help. I will provide, you know, information, maybe some supplies, you know, put you in contact with people in the local kind of help get and go and peace out and you go get some. Well, Chris took that and he said, okay. So years ago, he went all kinds of stupid. So tell people what happened and what you did.
Well, again, I tried to blame you guys. I said, well, just send all the bills to them. But that didn't work out.
No.
Because you made me, well, you didn't do it, but it was Shelton 4409, my man. Oh, you guys are awesome, and what you said about you guys is so correct. You have helped a lot of activists in every way, and you'd be like, I ain't doing it for you, but you can use my stuff. Go ahead.
No, it always becomes an Ernie project. Oh, we can. I go, no. I go, no, I know exactly what that means. It's like, yeah. You know, Kokesh comes here to make a bunch of signs doing this New Orleans thing. And I go, I ain't doing squat, man. I got a party tonight. I'm saying, you know, there's the stuff. You know, where's the, I go, damn it, you're going to make me work. All right, it's right there. Think of that, and I run out. And I'm going, nope. I ain't. And then we kind of wound up helping anyway. But, you know, the thing is that Chris took it. I tell you the one thing real quick so people understand.
Yeah.
These roadside signs you'll see at car dealer. This is a new thing that we did back in, I don't know, 8, 7, whatever. And you'll see that these flags, they put on a single pole that they put a piece of rebar in the ground or something.
Oh, yeah.
And they have this sign that's a just has that, like flags, and it'll say something on it, you know, open or sale or some crap like that. And I go, you know what we could do? You could take, you know, Tyvek or this different kind of plastic that we got or something,
yep.
And you could tie that to PVC. You get these 10-foot-long PVCs, and you take a piece of string, you know, a nylon twine, and kind of have it bent where it goes down,
yes,
to the base. And you could, you know, silk screen or stencil, whatever you want on these things, and you have probably about, you know, 2 foot wide by about 8 feet long, and you could make these signs that you just pop them up and they go boom. You hammer in a, you know, a foot long rebar, put that thing on it, and you could blanket a city over freaking night and have all these made. And it cost, and PVC back then was nothing, so each one of these signs would be like $1, $1.50 or something like that with paint and everything, and then of course the labor. So we did that in Fountain Hills one time. The hills will have eyes when the municipality wanted to do away with private trash receptacles so that they could be under the city and contracts, but then it gave them jurisdiction over your trash, and they could cert you didn't do it right, or you didn't recycle, or they could ticket you and they make more money, or they could surveil and go through and it's public and we can see what you threw away. You didn't, you know, shred your document or whatever. So the point,
yeah,
that we were making, Fountain Hills, the hills will have eyes, you know, and we had hundreds of people going to the city council meeting and even Sheriff Arpaio goes, yeah, we're with them. So the thing is that technique was one thing that we had used during the Levolution, and we did things in Spotlight the first time we used it and be anti-war, and when they were doing Harry Reid and the Tea Party and all. So we showed Chris how to do that, and I said, look, you want to piss him off, do this. Well, he pissed him off, okay? So when we come back, we're going to go ahead and some of the other stuff that he's done, what kind of trouble it got him into, and it's not my fault, man. I just, you know, you do it your way, and peace out. We'll be right back. Chris Haskell, we can hear him now. We'll be right back in just a little bit. from the sixth letter of Captain Mark. A pirate's life is characterized by voluntary interactions. Unfortunately, the Crown presses everyone into involuntary servitude. Landlubbers believe slavery was abolished years ago, but the Crown still claims to own us when it crimps us into service against our will. Given sufficient ambition, it would gladly draft thousands of hapless victims to kill or be killed. It's simply slavery by another name. Landlubbers are routinely commanded to serve the so-called justice system in jury duty. But before you swell with civic pride, consider that how you feel is irrelevant to the Crown. You will appear as ordered or face punitive measures. The Crown insists that you participate in your own oppression. A jury summons provides pirates with a unique opportunity to obstruct injustices. A juror can vote not guilty, even if it's proven the law was violated. A juror can acquit for any reason at all, and not even a judge can reverse that verdict. Receiving a jury summons is basically winning the sedition lottery. But if you reveal that you know this during jury selection, you'll probably be dismissed. If the Crown foolishly crimps a pirate into jury duty, it behooves the pirate to conceal their intention to nullify unjust laws. If a master takes 100% of your labor, it's called slavery. But if they only take 50%, they call it taxation, a difference of degree, not of kind. Whether the Crown claims a fortune or a cent is irrelevant. Most of all, a slave owner desires contented slaves, meaning thoughtless ones that accept their bondage. These house slaves see no contradiction in being drafted in a war to end slavery or summoned to a jury to prosecute tax evasion. An ideal slave knows no higher call than the master's will. The Crown's highest ambition is that its slaves revere the authority that subjugates them. But the Crown does not own me. I will not surrender my time and treasure to the Crown's ambitions. Join the conversation at piratewithoutborders.com.
This is the Liberty Radio Network, broadcasting the latest liberty-oriented audio content 24 hours a day at lrn.fm.
To be a part of the show, call 602-264-2800, 602-264-2800, and now, Ernest Hancock.
I'm back, and I'm trying to help a friend do a thing. All right, we got Chris Haskell here. Chris, you there?
Yes, I am, sir.
All right, how long dead air we have?
About 20 seconds.
Whoa! Damn.
Long time.
Everybody still there? Sorry.
I was talking over it, but I was probably muted.
Yeah, no, I'm trying. Too many things I'm trying to do at one time. Now, I tell you what it is. We're doing a ghost gunner.
Probably.
I'm making, somebody wanted to know how to do it and, had me make one and do it. Yeah, so the man, I'm making, an AR-15 lower, show some, so get over it. But the, that's a whole nother thing. We'll talk, what happened to Cody? You start going up against a man, this stuff happens.
They don't like it
none too much, man. I tell you, go ahead and continue with your story of, let's just go back to the beginning and were concerned about something. You came to us and then hilarity ensued. Go.
Well, I'll tell you what, and one thing about me is I'm special. I realize that.
Oh, you're special.
Because of all the things that happened. I've literally tried to do, I think, 5 interviews with different stations, and every one of them, Skype went down. So... Nothing normal or nothing out of the normal here.
That happened the last, when you were in a different location the last time. I think every time we talk to you, something communication goes.
Yeah, it's because I'm special, I believe. Call me conceited, but I am special. Well, the reason why is here. I have a successful...
Hey, pull away from the microphone a little bit. You're over-modulating.
Okay, let me turn it down here. Any better there?
Yeah, just pull... You're not too close, so it sounds like that. Then back off.
Yeah, it's this last phone. I'll tell you what. Our weather controllers have given me a nice infection in my sinuses. So,
Yeah, whatever.
The geoengineering crew.
Okay. Now go ahead and start from the beginning. What got you concerned? What you wanted to do? What you start doing? Why you did it? And let's go.
Well, it was Ron Paul. And that was it right there. And I met Shelton, and back when we had the limousine for Ron Paul come through, and that was quite an experience. He was telling me how to make the big signs, and I had made a couple little ones prior to that, but I went nuts after that. I went all out. The first thing I did was painted my car with Ron Paul with a 10-foot long logo off of one of your guys' stencils.
God.
Okay.
Man.
Then I had Ron Paul sign my car, and that became the first Ron Paul car.
Okay, now wait. Were you the one that was the silver one that he signed at the Freedom Summit that one time?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Yep.
I got to tell the people this. It was a couple years after the 08 election cycle.
Yes.
We had a Freedom Summit up here in Phoenix where Dr. Paul was speaking at. And everybody was like, yeah, 12, man, run again.
Yeah.
Well, here comes the, you know, Chris's car, and Ron signed it, you know. And we had, so it was, there was a big push to get him to run again, and Chris helped.
remember what he said on camera. There's like 9 cameras going. He says, don't tell anyone. Because he had to sign right next to 2012. And he's like, oh, no, I'm not running. I said, yes, you are. You know you are.
Yeah.
So anyway, that got me going. I have this all listed down, but we made in the neighborhood of about 6,000 signs. Not 20, not 40, 6,000. And we covered City of Tucson. And again, you can simply go back to my channel, and sometimes it doesn't even let you go back that far. You have to change the format so it shows you the first of my channel, and that's where I began. And then you'll see we just clobbered the city. I mean, people were like, who's this Ron Paul? Because of my signs. And then I moved on, and that was the 2008 election. And then I went on later, and we went into my car situation. That was about 2009, maybe 2010. And then the 2010 election was coming for, they hired me for free, of course, for all the signs for Brian Miller. And then what I did was
who's Brian Miller? What do I care about Brian Miller?
He was supposed to be a freedom candidate running for Congress. Okay? And what ended up...
The Democrat, Republican, Libertarian, Independent?
He was a Republican. And he claimed to be all these things, right?
Of course, they always do. All right.
I did not change the videos. You can see the videos about him, and I relabeled all of them. Freedom candidate turns out to be bought and paid for. Yeah, and he asked me to please remove those videos, and I said, you know, the F word. Yeah. So I keep the truth on my channel.
Man, you're making all kinds of friends.
Oh yeah, yeah. No, he was an A-10 pilot, and he supposedly was was a freedom candidate. And you know what he did? Okay, we were doing quite well. But according to the polls, he wasn't doing well. So he pulls out 10 days prior to the election. 10 days. This man had been doing this for 2 years. We had a good, strong backing. And he pulls out 10 days prior. And you know what he was worried about? This is the weirdest thing. I went to a meeting for, there was about 12, 13 of us that were all on the committee. They're on his election thing, whatever, and all of them looked like they were all worried about what I was going to do. I walked in a little bit late for this meeting, and it was to announce that he's pulling out. And I grabbed a beer, and I'm standing there, and everyone's just staring at me. And so he gets up and says, "We're not doing any good, and due to money, because we don't have enough money to pay my campaign members, I'm pulling out." Yeah, we're 10 days away.
What, do you make some deal with the opposition or something? Or
yes, he did.
Yeah,
and he got a job with them.
Of course he did. Yeah.
Right afterward.
Yeah.
Yes, and he says, give all my support to da-da-da. I was picturing that beer going through the glass, through his glass window. And everyone, I look around, everyone was waiting for my response. And I'm going, what, you know, why am I so important in this? I set the beer down very calmly and walked out of there. And Brian Miller chased me down. And I said, get away from me. I will probably kill you. Get away from me. And so he follows me to my house gets out of the car, and I said, "What are you doing here?" And to me, it was quite amazing that he left the campaign to come follow me to my house, and he brings his big guy, that's his first-hand man, to stand in between me and him the whole time. And I said, "Get out of my house." And I said, "Okay, right now, then right now, write me a check for $5,000. He says, "Okay." And then sits down and writes a check for $5,000.
I love my magic mud.
Okay.
Get really? Out of my face.
Did you take it?
Oh, I took it.
Hell yeah.
And I looked at him and I said, "You get out right now. I'm gonna strangle you. You are the biggest piece of trash I've ever seen in my life." And he got up and left.
These guys, they're feared, you know. You know, this is an example of, you know, when principal meets and you get there. But see, this is what happens to people like you. You wind up, crosshaired with the man, and, hilarity ensues until it's not so funny anymore. So yeah. Let's get into what got you in trouble. Okay.
Okay. Now, well, I got to touch off on that sign that you told everybody about. That's what I did. And please go watch my videos, and you're going to see one of my videos where I show my whole life. And I had I forget the name of the song, but it's all da da da. And there was those signs with Brian Miller, and they just dominated everybody in the field. Anyway, so now let's move on. I had been doing signs up to this point when I got in trouble. I had put over 10,000 signs out. And after this Ron Paul election, I switched to chemtrails or stratospheric geoengineering.
Okay, let's go ahead and let's save it till we come back.
Okay.
And you can tell us, you know, we did the transition. The guy that gave you 5,000. You go, "Damn, Skippy, it cost me that money. I'll kiss my ass." And he better got a good job. So that the campaign expense to Chris, you know, for him not to hate me, that'd be bad. Because Chris like to make signs, that'd be bad. So, and of course, he wants you to take down all the videos and everything. So I get it. This is, all it takes is one guy. That's kind of the point. All right. We'll be back in a couple of minutes. Hold on.
Freedom's the answer. What's the question? You're listening to Ernest Hancock.
It's still Christmassy time.
Yeah.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire.
They're talking about Chris Haskell.
Jack Frost nipping at your nose.
Yeah, your chestnuts getting roasted, man. You know, this is, well, let's go ahead and, pick it up where, you know, you have an activist, and this is probably for what, the 10 election cycle or 12?
Well, that was the 2010 election cycle when I did Brian Miller.
Okay, now this is one thing I want to make sure people know. After the 8 election cycle, and they saw, everybody and their grandma in politics, they're going, "Woo, man, this is a revolution thing. Man, if you can get the boys on your side for that one." And we had plenty of congressional guys, Fountain Hills guy, who cares. These guys, they're all, man, "Ooh, we're going to get some. And all you got to do is say the right things and do the yell get, and they go kick ass. We're going to take over Congress in 2010, who Ron Paul's going to endorse. And we got going on." And then they sell out. And they did it, for the wrong reasons. They, negotiated the position. They got a job, and they kind of – and it was worth, man, pay Chris his $5,000 of all the effort and cost that he did and his volunteer of whatever. It's like, you done pissed off the wrong freaking guy. Well, he follows him home and writes you a $5,000 check, and you go, "Thanks, now get the F out." True or false?
Yes, that's true. I should have said $20,000 because he would have paid it.
Probably.
He would have paid it. I was shooting above what I thought I was going to say, and he wrote the check right then. I wanted to nail him right in the face, and the big guy was standing in between him and me.
Oh, so he brought somebody with him.
Oh, yeah, he did, and he stayed right in between me because you should have seen I was not happy. Not happy. So, and I'm not a big guy, but I'd have clobbered him. bad. So, yeah, here's the truth of it, though, Ernie. He did not sell out half at the end. No. I know he was bought and paid for from the beginning. He planned the whole thing out, spent 2 years of his life prepping through, and then pulls out 10 days prior to the election.
Yeah, this happened all over the country. You just kind of exposed that. That's why a lot of they're like, and we're done. It's rare to have someone like Dr. Paul, you know, that just knows philosophically what's going to happen and advocates the consistency of, and they do it in the name, and it just sours the whole thing. So after that, you're like, screw them. I pick my own issue. I'll, you know, put as much effort into educating the people on whatever it was. What was it?
Well, don't put words in my mouth. I'll tell you exactly what happened. My mother was killed by hardening of the lung. Okay, so I'm talking a little about it. My old family said, oh, it's fine, it's normal, because she smoked cigarettes for years. And I'm like, I'm not so sure about that. So they look it up, hardening of the lung. There's two kinds. One kind, they don't know what caused it. That was the kind she had. So one guy tells me on my YouTube channel, dude, it was chemtrails killed your mother. I said, you know, and I chew this guy out. Oh, whatever. I got enough conspiracy theories going on. I chew him a new butt, and then it turns out, in my opinion, that might have been it, but it didn't even matter at that point. Once I did enough research on stratospheric geoengineering, because you cannot say the word chemtrails or you're crazy, but if you touch off on stratospheric geoengineering, now you've tapped on to 137 patents by our government, and a bunch more by Raytheon, and a bunch more by Boeing.
Problem. I don't know if I ever told you that there is a permit that you get from the Arizona State Department of Environmental Quality for I'm going, somebody go down to get the permit and do it. And I had an activist up here finally take me up on it. He went down, got the, applied for the permit. It was $10. And then it's like $150 more for an additional equipment evaluation, whatever the hell it was. He goes, all right, you know, let's do it. And they go, nope, you can't. You know, you got to, you know, go to this meeting first. So he goes to the meeting. All right, fine. You know, where do I pay my $10? Who's the $10 guy? And they go, well, it's $20,000 additional to the $10 permit for to evaluate your equipment of the blah, 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 blah. I'm going, so now
what was that for, Ernie? For spraying our skies?
Yes. No. Let me finish the story. This is good.
Yeah.
So what he did is he comes to me and he said, "Yeah, well, I got paid the $20,000." I go, "Don't you get it? You found out who to serve. You found out who's the people. You found out."
Yes.
And I go, "This is the question that you ask. Freedom of information request, the law. I don't know what is it, 13.121, whatever the hell it is." And you go, "I want to know all of the companies that have gone through this process, who's been approved and who's been denied." They freaked out. And I go, really? You know, that'd be something. You want to stay in trouble, man. I'd get you in trouble. Are you in trouble? What happened? How'd you get in trouble?
Ah, well, let's go on with this. Yeah. How did I get in trouble? Because, sir, I am successful to getting my message out to over 500,000 people in Tucson and surrounding cities. 500,000. And I'll tell you where I come up with those facts. From me doing private interviews, and I did them random, I did them in all parts of the city, and I did almost 50 interviews of, "Hi, are you a Tucson resident? Have you seen the signs talking about the spray?"
Did you post these online? Did you post these interviews?
No, I did not. Because most of the people did not want their face recorded. So what I did was I just did my own stats, because I wanted the stats for my own heart to know that I'm doing some good. Over 50% of all Tucson residents to this day, because I did some last week, that all 50% of Tucson residents, I'm higher than 50%, have seen my signs.
Okay.
Yes.
So you did a bunch of signs. Everybody loved your signs?
Street signs, yep. No, they didn't all love them, but did the message get out there?
All right, it got out. Skip to the end. What got you in trouble, man?
The signs.
Okay, how? What happened?
That is it. Okay, so
you're killing me, man. Don't make me ask 500 questions. Somebody didn't like the sign. Somebody reported something to somebody, and somebody did something.
Well, here's what they did. Probably the police or somebody put on the back of three of my signs. Three signs had a bag of flour, a plastic bag of flour taped to the back, and it said, don't remove the sign. Don't get on your skin. There's my charges in here. I'll tell you exactly what they charged me with. Here's what happened to me. They came to my house with a tank, a literal tank. It's an armored vehicle with a 50 caliber on top. And this was the NSA. Guys going around with an NSA tag on their shirt. The FBI, they were the plainclothesmen. The Sheriff's Department, the bomb squad, those guys who had all the full padding and the helmets on, and Tucson Police Department. Over 28 officers came to my father's house, called him out with a bullhorn. When he came out, he put his hands up, you know, they handcuffed him in front of his own house that he's been in for about 50 years, and then said, where's Chris Haskell? And he just said, he's at work. I work for the city of Tucson.
And, not anymore.
I'm going to get to that part too, because they say they waited for me to get out of jail. But anyway, so then they proceeded, after he left the door open, he says, go in and check all you want. And they proceeded to bust out all the front windows of the house and enter that way. So let's move on. They found me about 3 days later, because the last thing I was doing was going to go and turn myself in, because I had no idea what was going on. So when they did get me, they blocked off a whole mile area in Tucson, no in and out. Now, my friends said that they've seen people where you can't get out, but no in and out for one whole mile of a residential area until they found me. And when I saw him pull up, I was at my girlfriend's house, I said, well, I'm out of here. I went up to the alley, scooted out, and then there was cars everywhere. There was all kinds of things, helicopters, airplanes.
Okay, because they had designated you as a domestic terrorist. You're a terrorist. Because they had, you know, whether you did it or anybody did it or somebody else did it, what do they have an excuse? Because there's bags of flour
on the back
of the sign.
Yep. And it turns out, so I waited by their cars because I was like 15 feet away from their cars. And they looked everywhere. They were going door to door, kicking in doors if they weren't answering. They're going to search every house. And then the dogs got wore out. Pardon me? When the dogs got wore out, they were walking them back to the car, and there I was right next to their car. So, long story short, then they grabbed me by the nuts, dragged me out 20 feet with the dog, and the guy officers kept kicking me in the back of the head. And now I got killed in they attempted to kill me in 2011 for the exact same thing, for being an activist. And they just kept kicking me in the back of the head. Bam, bam, let's see those hands. And my hands were in the dog's mouth, cut down to the bone on both hands. And I said, I cannot remove my hands from the dog's mouth.
Blah, 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 blah. I've seen this before. It's just an excuse. Okay. They were just getting their punitive. We're going to get some regardless of what happens. Okay.
So,
they were under orders. They're going to kick them some Chris ass. You ain't towing the line.
Yeah. So I spent 5 weeks in jail with no priors, zero priors, before I knew what my charges were. I'm not joking here. 5 weeks, people in jail kept asking me, what are you in here for? And I said, well, I can't tell you. I don't know. I have no idea. I knew it was for my signs. That I knew.
No, but it was for not, you know, kissing ass at the man. Didn't you know that? Boy, didn't you? I mean,
well,
you ain't
got
your
message.
Mind right. We got failure to communicate.
Yeah, that's what they're covering right now, because I just got signed up to every... They brought me to Coke the other day, because it was going to take a while to get to where I'm at now. But the other day, they brought me to Coke and said, sign him up. I had the lady rolling laughing. She's like, you got depression? I said, nope. You got drug problems? Nope. Anxiety? I go, well, yeah, did you meet this guy? He's my PO. Yeah, I got some anxiety. He went and told me the other day, he says, give me your YouTube channel's password. I said, yeah, good luck with that. He stood up, had handcuffs in his hand, said, then you're going to jail, or you're giving me your YouTube password. I said, wow, you feel like a man right now?
Okay,
here's my YouTube.
All right, we're in break. When we come back, we'll get caught up on this. You know, they they got you, they beat you, they this you, they whatever, you get the PL, you know, so this is all about compliance. You're not being compliant, you're a non-complier. So
I was also successful to get my message out.
Yeah, well, you got the message out, and they got a message for you, and everybody else like you. Now, you know, the thing is that this is why I'll segue it into why we need to have decentralized storage of data that they can't get, which is now coming this coming year. This is why at the end of the year, I wanted to, you know, talk to you about this very thing. But you got to skip to the freaking end, man. People, we can go on for hours, all the little nitty-gritty crap.
You know? There is no end, man. Now they test me. I am on house arrest for one year.
We'll save it for when we come back. Hold on. Here we go. We got, how long? We got 30 seconds. Hold up.
There are those that just want to be left alone. And those that just won't leave them alone. Which one are you? The Ernest Hancock Show.
Oh, Tannenbaum. We're going to explain it to you. You know, this is what, you know, skip to the end. This is what happens. They finally, they get them cordoned off, and this is, man, they just going to get them, and that's because they got the orders of, and because we have to, in the 3x5 card, and it escalated the level, get them. And they, yeah, here they come. And they got kicking in the doors, dogs going everywhere, kind of, and he's standing out there in the alley by their car. Yeah, well, yo, what's up? Dogs come in, you got them by the hands, and they're ripping out, show us your hands, as they kick, and you got, yeah, well, tell the dog to let it out of his mouth. Maybe you'll see them. And then, you know, so they're kicking them in the head, beating them on, and kind of doing God this, because this is what they do. There is, man, you got the line that they're going to punish you because you have been saying, bite me, and you keep putting up thousands of signs. So what they did is there's three of the signs have little bags of flour on it and saying, yeah, don't touch, don't move the sign or whatever, and who put them there, whether Chris did or didn't, or whatever's enough evidence. You say you didn't do it, right?
Correct.
You know, so correct. Anyway, somebody need to do it because now we got it, you know, escalated this domestic terrorism, because he's showing people, and you go to his webpage and you go to different videos, go, look, this is not normal. You know, this is it, just a big grid. Here in Arizona, it starts off the day, bright blue sky, like in the days when you're a kid, and by 10 a.m., you got this grid, and then it turns into a gray haze. And I tell you, the biggest thing that really got me that you could really tell the difference is you could no longer see your golf ball in flight. You sit there and you hit, I'm telling you, you hit your golf ball and the color of the golf ball against the blue sky, you could actually see it, but the sky had gotten so gray that, you know, you'd lose your golf ball. You couldn't see it. And he would like hit on the ground going, no, this is not the same. This is not normal. I don't give a crap what these guys say. Now it becomes, just a second, Chris, I got a button, man. What happens is that all of a sudden, you start to see that now in the news, yep, they got permits here in the state of Arizona for doing this thing. You have Congress has passed all kinds of laws. Now they're advocating for it as a sign it's going to save the planet. And you got them weaponizing the weather from China and Russia, and they're going to do it. And of course you do. And I've heard this over and over and over my entire life. You are a freaking nut. Right up until you're not, and they're proud of it. And of course we chemtrail geoengineer because we love people. You know, and how far off am I?
Yeah, well, I'll tell you something, and I got to throw this in, Ernie. The guys at your place told me I was crazy. Sheldon told me to shut up about the chemtrails. 4409 told me, don't say anything about chemtrails, because I was putting up Ron Paul signs and chemtrail signs. So I had to hide the fact that I was putting up chemtrail signs. Okay, anyway, we'll move on to where, so now, after they charged me with this, I was working for the city of Tucson.
As what?
I was the only delivery agent for SunTran, which is the bus company owned by the government. And I drove around in what we called the chemtrail van. And please go see my videos, because you'll see, they asked me, at one point, they asked me, can you stop putting writing on the side of your van? You're delivering stuff for us. And I delivered all the bus schedules, okay, to 500 locations across Tucson.
Okay, so this is your van.
Yes, it was my van. I was an independent contractor.
Working for the, all right, So for sake of time, you're killing me, man. You're dragging this out too much. I'm going to ask you had your chance. I'm going to ask questions. You're going to answer, okay?
All right.
So this is what happens. They arrest you. They put you in jail, and they charged you with what? Did they charge you? You didn't know they charged what?
I'll tell you exactly what it is. It's simulated biological attack on the residents of Pima County.
Okay, which came with, and they, how long before they got you before a judge? Did you stay in jail? Did they release you? Was there bond? What?
Skip to the end, man.
Answer the question.
I will. Okay, I got out short after 7 weeks in jail, and then we waited almost a year.
You had your chance. 7 weeks in jail. You were there for 7 weeks waiting for trial. Did they tell you what you were charged with? How long before they told you what your charges were?
They told me after 5 weeks in jail what my charges
were. 5 weeks in jail, then they tell you what the charges are.
Yeah.
Then you go to a judge, and they release you on your own recognizance, a bail. What? How'd you get out?
No, $30,000 cash bail.
Cash bail.
Cash
you got
only.
Put up $30,000. You know, somebody did something for something, and you get out. So you're out waiting trial. Did they or did they not have a trial?
Yes, they did.
They had a trial.
No, the answer was no.
You don't get to, you know, pontificate. You had your chance. So they had a trial or they didn't?
No.
Okay, what happened?
And I will suggest don't ever sign a plea. I signed a plea, and there's a reason why. They came and basically broke my knuckles to sign a plea. Okay, they came and arrested me again. A second time, and took my vehicle that I had just got back from the police again. And they took it and impounded it. And why? Because my supporters put up signs that said, and I'm looking at one right now, Tucson activist arrested for his signs.
Yeah,
that's why I went back to jail. And I signed the plea.
And the plea was?
Plea was that and what they ended up saying is that facilitating a terrorist threat.
Which has a charge of what? Is that a felony?
It is the lowest felony, and at the end of 3 years intense probation and a one-year house arrest, then I get it dropped to a misdemeanor. But this ain't working out because they've already given me four violations in less than 2 months.
Four violations of what?
For my YouTube channel, what I said in my on my videos. Now
okay,
they took
so you
away.
You had a YouTube channel. It's up there. They don't like what you say, and they want you to take it down. You won't take it down. Now they want to take it down. Tell me about that.
They took it down for me. They took down all the videos that they didn't like.
How did they take it down? Who took it down?
My probation officer, I cannot mention his name, told me, you either give me your access code or you're going to jail. And then afterward, he went on himself right in front of me and deleted all the videos he wanted to delete.
Now, do you have these videos archived somewhere?
Yes.
Okay. Now, this is a perfect example for the audience. I want to make sure in the time that we got left here that you understand this is why we need to have decentralized storage of this kind of video on IPFS servers, interplanetary file sharing kind of stuff, or you have different things like we're having library, which is what I've been talking to Jeremy Candel, I think it is. Jeremy, that's the CEO of LBRY. You go LBRY, you look at, boom, it's a decentralized storage of data, and you got a library token crypto that does fund. We've been talking, this will be the fourth time we had an interview over a couple of years that we've been talking about this for exactly this. Now, the thing is, my question is, can they take it down? Well, not really, but they can make it. We're going to get some details, and Derek Slopey is going to come on and help me next week in us understanding about how this works. But their protocol and their interface with downloading this, you know, they can kind of turn that off, but they can't take it down. And if you got a third party of I can still do it and it's on some nodes and we can get it, and how does that work? See, I'm saying when you got the NSA and you got they them those coming after because you got freaking signs up they don't like, they will find a freaking way to get these down. This is my point. They will bust and beat and break and whatever they got to do. This is my point. So it's not, well, our policy is. Your policy don't mean squat to me.
Yep.
If they have a desire to get this down, they will do any and everything that is possible Can they? If they can, they will as sure as hell want to. So this is my criteria. Can I have my catapult channel? Little baby furry, you know, kittens being catapulted into cactuses and they can never take it down, okay? Because the internet's about cats, man. They definitely don't want cats, you know, being harmed or even pretending. So I'm going, yeah. This, Chris, is a perfect example of this. So now, during the time when they didn't even want this issue coming out, now it's like, well, hell yeah, of course we want to save the planet and, you know, do the environment and Russia and there's a war weapon of kind of in the space-based of whatever the hell. You know, I'm going, wow. The thing is that Chris was convinced enough as an individual that he wanted his fellow citizens, fellow residents, friends, and family in Tucson to know this. And man, they be a known. So what happens? They didn't like it none too much. So where are you now? You got 20 seconds to tell me at what stage are you right now. Go.
I'm in Tucson at my girlfriend's house now, right near my other house.
Are you charged? Are you on probation? Are you anything?
I'm on, intense probation for 3 years. I got 1 year of house arrest, and they are all over me. I do 3 tests a day for alcohol and 1 test a day for urine tests. And I have to pay for them. They made me panhandle on Christmas Eve because I did not have the $8 to go get the test. They said, do it or you get another violation. And I said, fine, I'm going to go out and illegally panhandle. And I told them every time I got some change, I said, okay, I'm at $1.35.
Many different ways.
I give you an order and you're going to open.
I told you, you got 20 seconds. 20 seconds is 20 freaking seconds, Chris. You're killing me. See, this is the one thing. You know, it's you know, I got segments, and you got to skip to the freaking end, okay?
Yeah.
This is, you know, now, you know, in the after show here, we can get into this real quick. See, this is the only problem I got with you. Every time I have you on, you think, it's like not a podcast. We can just yak it, man. You got to skip to the end. So let me skip to the end for the audience of, you know, what happened. Chris Haskell, man of principle. No, I'm going to turn you off because you can't shut up. All right, here we go. This is, you know, Chris Haskell, what has happened? He was a man of principle that wanted to make sure that, you know, people knew this about that. Dr. Paul cured his apathy, and he's out in the streets and doing and whatever, and he wants to help. Then you got 2010 candidates that wanted to tap the energy that Chris had running for Congress in Tucson. He went in, I'm in, you know, what principle, and then they sold out, and they definitely didn't want to piss off Chris. You know, Chris is like, yeah, I got your number. You want to see some signs? I got some signs, man. We're going to go get some. They go, woo, 5,000. That's all I got to do is get you off my ass. Here, man, deal done. So then it's going, all right. So during this time, it's really getting bad in there because Arizona, we don't have clouds here. It's like when we have rainy days or seasons or whatever, big giant puffy cloud. Woo, everybody go out and look at the clouds. Oh, my God, it even rained today. Well, normally it's blue as my signs here. Blue is this. I mean, it's just nice, deep, dark blue. It's beautiful for 300 and however many days a year. And then all of a sudden, that started to go away. It's just grids, haze. I don't give a crap what you, well, it's natural and it's occurring, if it doesn't matter. Well, you have all the environmental groups and Sierra Club and Save the Whales and Environment and everything. They'll scream about every other pollution thing except the air that everybody can see. I mean, you can sit there and they don't say nothing about that. Like, I thought you were an environmentalist. You're not doing, why? Why? I mean, you can come up with all kinds of reasons why. I go, but they weren't. So don't dare and tell me how environmental and you love America and, you know, the earth and everything when you got this freaking gray cloud that comes out every day and you're like clockwork. And the other thing is, when you get cool nights, okay, when there's a difference, you're like, in the summer, it's just too freaking hot. But, you know, when it's like, it's fall, spring, around in that time, we noticed it. You sit outside, all of a sudden, you have, when the sun goes down, it really, the temperature drops, okay? Now, when it's just cold like this, it always, you know, keeps coming. You got the inversion and all the other crap. But I just notice it as fall, spring, mostly in the fall, this is what happens. You have all this stuff up in the air, and when it gets dark and the sun goes down, all of a sudden, you know, it's kind of like, you know, 8 o'clock at night or something here, whenever the sun's way over the horizon, you don't see in the sun, you know, anymore, that's when all of a sudden you can see the stars start coming out. because all those particulates, all that matter, all that crap that they put in the air starts coming down to the ground, and you can feel it. Now you go, what the heck is it? You can, like, feel it just coming. It's just like, whoosh. And I'm going, what the hell? And then we started noticing, as we're sitting out recreating or chilling and whatever on the deck, and all of a sudden you see the stars start to come out. And you're going, whoa, and I'm far enough in the Northwest Valley here, just enough away from, you know, the city lights that, I mean, you know, you're not seeing the Milky Way or anything, but all of a sudden stars start popping. Boom, 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 boom. Why? Because the particulates in the air are starting to, that's what this is. It's not just the air. It's also dumping something on us. Well, then there's been a bunch of studies and what they find, and then I'm sure Chris is, you know, screaming and yelling right now about whatever it is, and doesn't matter, okay? So during this time, Chris is out there putting up signs, hey, doing videos, hey. I've had people on the show all over different political spectrum of everything saying, yo, hey, I'm going, look, I got one thing. They got permits for this at the city, I mean, at the state of Arizona Environmental Quality of, just go and apply. Make it all legal and stuff. Congress has passed it. I go, go apply for it. Well, they won't let me, and they say and not, and I met with, I go, yeah, but now you know that there's a guy there. Now you ask them, how many people, freedom of information, how many people have gone through this process? Who paid the extra $20,000 for you to evaluate their equipment of, we want to do something? Who did it? There's all these roadblocks. They just got to make it legal. So I'm going, no, no, hell no. I get it. So what happened? Chris is like, none of your business of who I did what and I can do and sign and kiss my butt. They didn't like it. Don't do it. Can't try to affect his livelihood. Don't do it while you're out doing whatever, and you got him on your van that you're out and working for the city and putting up bus schedules and kind of spreading around. You're not. And it came to the attention of they, them, those, and somebody said, get that son of a bitch. Well, they did. They get you arrested. They charge you with, you know, they want to explain it to you while they're arresting you and kicking you in the head. And then you get friends, get you out, and then you're still doing it. Nope, you, man, he didn't get the freaking message. Now they're going, before your parole officer, see these handcuffs right here, boy? We got failure to communicate. My job, I was tasked with, and I'm going to get your password, and we're deleting these. Now, how they weren't able to just go, now, they just go to YouTube and say we don't like it. And they go, yes, boss, how high? And we just take down stuff because they just don't like it. This is why. This is why we need to be able to have data available to people in the form of videos and audio, whatever, that they can't take down. They who? I don't know. The ones who won't leave us alone. The ones who want to take them down. The ones that don't care. Those guys. They, them, those. So Chris is up against it right now. Go to the show, and you'll see the GoFundMe thing. I'll go ahead and read it out so you guys can do it. It's a paypal.me/pools, P-O-O-L-S, /c, as in cat, /84T5, lowercase r, uppercase x, the number 4, uppercase f as in Frank, lowercase o, lowercase k. Okay? Now you can just go to today's show and you can go ahead and just click on it and you'll throw them a dollar here or there because we love them a long time. But the thing is that here is an individual that has been just so, you know, active on all of making sure his neighbors knew what's going on. You know, I am just, this is a good example. Just an example. Are you allowed to do, and if you say no to the man long enough, especially on something they don't want you sharing, NSA, Homeland Security, FBI. We went through this with Morpheus. You know, God forbid, you know, Chris starts taking crypto, which is why he's not. You know, we'll slap him around for that. But I'm just going, are you freaking kidding me? Go after bank accounts, go after your job, take your car, do whatever. Because damn it, you won't shut up. You got your mind right, boy. So that's why I use Chris as an example, not as a good skip to the end guest on, you know, commercial, I got breaks radio. I mean, that doesn't work. But, you know, the thing is that Chris is one of those guys, one of those, there's always a guy in every community, every state, every country, every something. There's one guy that will not be shut up. And the crown don't like it none too much. All right. Now you can keep talking. I can't hear you, Chris. I don't have the button pushed because you won't shut up. All right. I'm going to push the button, and here he comes. All right, go.
Yeah, and guess what I'm doing today? I'm making signs.
Of course you are.
I'm on house arrest, and I had people bring me my political signs, and I am reconverting them to anti-geoengineering signs.
You know,
signs
I have
right
one of the
now.
Activists up here that ran for Congress back. He just called me a few days ago. He's got hundreds of 4x4 Coroplast signs that he just wants to make use of, setting them aside.
Oh.
Somebody, you want them? You want them?
Oh, I want them.
4x4.
I need them.
When you can come up, schedule a time, I'll get you with him. And don't talk. He's just like, man, I want to hear it here. Just take him. Go. Bring your band, bunches, hundreds of 4x4 Coroplast. Peace out. You're going to have to paint over them. You definitely
don't. Yeah, no.
It was his name associated with your crap. I guarantee that.
Yeah, no. They didn't like the fact that I was using political signs, and they would scrape them off and go, oh, my God.
Yeah.
They used my size.
Well, they're not in the landfill. Yeah, we got multi-purpose.
Yeah.
I'm environmental. I recycle.
That's what I said, yeah. Oh, my. And you can go to my PayPal through any one of my videos. I have the link on all my videos.
Videos. How do they find your video? What video? Where are you going video at?
Haskell Films, FILMZ. So it's HAS. KELLFILMZ. That's my YouTube channel.
Okay, we got that up here too. So you got another YouTube channel?
Don't tell anyone, but I've got 4 others. But I'm not allowed to upload anymore, according to my probation department.
Wow. Now, when did they finally have this plea deal?
No.
I get to ask questions, you answer.
You're killing me.
Don't give a crap, man. You had your chance in the first 3 seconds, okay? Now, they charged you, and you signed plea deal. When was this? What was the date?
October the 22nd of this year.
Okay, so October, we're talking just a couple of months ago. You finally made a deal of kind of, you know, here, and it has started. So it's going to be 21, 22 before you're done with all your stuff.
Yeah, it's looking like at least that.
Yeah, I'm going, I don't know. Yeah, audience, what do you think? You think Chris can stay out of a jail until 2022, you think?
Probably not.
Probably not.
I can't help myself. I'm making signs. As soon as they told me when I get past like 30 days and I'm good, which I already messed up 4 times, but when I get to that point, instead of telling them they used a movie as example, you can go watch a movie, I'm going to tell them I'm doing Grant Road today, putting up signs all the way down from east to west. That's what I'm going to tell them. Hey,
you got the authority... deficit, you know, whatever that Alex Jones, you know, mental illness thing is. He will not respect authority. Why? Why? What's got you going, man? What kind of mental brain damage you got?
Well, I'll tell you something. The judge made sure, because I had a lot of my supporters in the courtroom, she made sure to mention, we are not going to break his First Amendment rights. He can put up any signs he wants to. As long as I get off of house arrest. Off of house arrest. I'm on house arrest for the next year.
Okay, so you got like a year to make a shitload of signs?
Well, yeah, exactly. And I've already begun.
Okay, so what's house arrest? You can't leave the property?
Meaning I can't go anywhere until I get permission. So, and as soon as I get a job, that's the main thing I'm looking for, is I can't find a job because, and I pushed the people of HR of each place I applied with.
Of course. No one wants to hire Chris Haskell.
Yeah, because I'm a terrorist.
Shut up.
That's why.
I know. I wouldn't hire you. You won't shut the hell up.
No, I don't. I don't shut up. That's my problem.
But I would want you to, you know, work on a campaign for me. I got something. Yeah, you want to make some money? I tell you what, Chris, what do I want you to do? Let me think. Yeah, I get you in trouble for, you can go pirate Have you checked out PiratesWithoutBorders.com?
No.
Ah!
I heard your ad. That is a beautiful ad. I was like, wow.
Okay, are you on a computer? You got a computer in front of you? Are you even allowed to have a computer?
Yes.
Go down.
I don't have it. I'm outside pacing in the yard.
Of course you are. God, man, you're like a caged dog, man. Okay.
You know me.
Now, go to...
Okay, I'm on the computer.
Go to PiratesWithoutBorders.com.
Okay.
And we're going to get you in all kinds of trouble. You read...
Yeah, if anyone out there has a job for me, please let me know in Tucson.
Okay, well, the big thing is that, you know, make use of his skills that he's already gotten. You wanted somebody to know something about something? You know, there's your guy. But he's, like, under house arrest. I don't know how he's going to do it unless he's on social media.
I can go to a job. When I see, that's what they don't like about it. As soon as I get a job, I can go to wherever the job is, and they got to leave me alone. So I can go to a job, just not out of town.
Okay, it'd be a sign making job, a facility assign.
I got
putting out
pirates. Sign. Yeah, pirates, and there's one stipulation: I have to have taxes taken out of my check. I haven't paid taxes in over 10 years because I do not
absolutely.
Support
the I give you a minimum wage job of kind of they can tax all they want and everything, and maybe something a little something else, gift or something. You know, this is
Woo.
Man, if you ain't a neon flashing example, if you got a disorder of you're not allowed to live in the man's controlled society of, you know, whatever. Because they get rid of Chris. And the thing is that guys exactly like Chris, you know, do leave. They'll go out in the middle of the desert or they're just kind of, and then they still come after you. You know, they just won't leave you alone. You're not allowed to be a free man in your own head, you know, wanting to express yourself. You're just not allowed. And it's people like Chris that push the envelope on this stuff. But why? Why are they so pissed off? Because something about you, you don't take the programming. And when you see something wrong, you want to share it, and you're so freaking not allowed.
Yeah.
You need to have mechanisms by which you're allowed. And I'm telling you, there are technologies coming out that which we're going to be emphasizing using Pirates Without Borders to emphasize these kinds of things. Now, you're on the page, right?
Yes.
Okay. Two things you got to have. One, you got to have like a philosophy or whatever. When you go right below the ship there on the right, on the left, you'll see you can get the book on Amazon. But on the right, you'll see Letters of Captain Mark. You know, click that.
Okay. Yeah. There's Letters of Mark.
And Reprisal. Now, Reprisal is the female perspective on certain issues. Now, you go and you can just read those letters, and it'll send Chris off into the stratosphere. I already know that, okay? So you read those, and you'll get it. It's an unassailable principle of this is why. Now, but what the pirates need, they got to have a pirate ship. Got to have a pirate ship, okay? Without a pirate ship, you don't get to do whatever you want where you go because they got GPS coordinates of you're on house arrest. You can house arrest me all you want on my pirate ship. Now, on the upper left over there, you'll see take virtual tour of the ship. You see that?
Okay, see it. Yep.
Push
it. On it.
Boom, watch it. I'll sit here and watch it with you. Go.
Okay.
Got a pirate ship.
Yeah, I do have a pirate ship, now, but they won't let me use it.
Yeah, just watch it. It's an airship. It can go anywhere, do anything. It's surrounding do business or whatever. Now, the point is that, you know, something that you can do sitting there because you won't shut up is you can promote, you know, what we're doing in 19. You know, there may be a job before you get a little something to go. But what's the problem? Chris is going to add his own whatever distinctive flavor of anything he wants to focus on or whatever.
Yep.
But, you know, I'm just like, hey, man, I don't have nothing to do with nothing. But those letters and the pirate in this mentality is all Chris. Go ahead and read, you know, the letters of Captain Mark and Reprisal, and you'll find, what the hell, I need to share this with any and every. How come you're not over on the kind of... Well, what we're doing is we've been for a couple of years getting ready for the big giant purging of exactly what you've been doing. That they purge all this information. They purge all these different channels. They purge all this content. They purge it to where now we're supporting technology where they can't purge anymore. So in 19, that's what we're focusing on is the mechanisms by which they can never purge Chris. Hell, they won't be able to find Chris. They don't know who Chris is.
That's an incredible ship.
I know.
I don't know if I can get all my signs in there, but I'll try.
Are you kidding me? That thing is like a city, you know? So this is, you know, man, the whole thing ever we've been doing is in support of Chris's. You know, there's always, you need a Chris in your community. Kind of look, man, they're lying to you. They're not telling you. And when you start sharing with people and you start having an impact and people start showing up at city council meetings, they start going to the county stuff. They start asking the question and it becomes part of, because what have the government supported environmental group of everything, and you're going, oh, we're all going to die from the water, air, food, you know, they're freaking, but they don't say a word about what's right in front of them above their head.
Yep.
Why? There is something going on. Well, Chris was highlighting that. There's something going on. He would not shut the F up, and the man don't like it. I can just push a button. I don't care. You know, go down in Tucson, you be or whatever you want to say. But the man.
Can I say one thing?
No!
Right. Yeah, we have right, something that's very important.
Yeah.
It is right after I got put in jail. It was 2 weeks after I was in jail. That's when they announced Tucson, Arizona was going to be the first test city for geoengineering.
Of course! You know,
yes.
You lead with that, butthead! Now, why do I wait till the last of the show you bring that up? You guys kill me, man.
Yeah, well, it's, yeah, I was trying to, and you wouldn't shut up.
Oh, shut up. This is, God, man, you need a PR, what, you know, hell.
I have a PR guy.
Yeah, whatever, man.
I do.
All right, Chris, I wish you the best, and hopefully somebody just out of support give you a little something. But, you know, take a look at the Pirates. This is right up your alley. But, you know,
yeah.
It's there is nobody in charge. That's the whole thing that we've set. We, you know, it's me and, you know, a few other guys. You know, I don't want to say to you. But, you know, we are, you know, collectively – you know, for lack of a better word, we have decided that, you know, the influences that we each have and bring on to make an unassailable statement. You know, what's the pirate code? What are the conditions? What's the vocabulary that we're using? Why are we doing this? What's our perspective, Captain Mark, on, you know, various different issues, and try and make them unassailable, that, you know, there's not a single word or sentence that we can't agree with or support. So we do that and kind of, hey, man, this is just a principle. What you do with it, peace out. You don't like it, you know, have your own ship, which is what, you know, Chris Haskell is going to get his own freaking ship, write his own freaking pirate code, have his own, which is what we're encouraging. That's the whole point. Then do we, you know, do we interface with your ship? Do we dock? Or do we run? Oh, no, it's a Haskell pirate ship. Run away. Go this way. Turbines to speed and warp power of freaking get the hell out of what, you know. So that's, you know, how we're just dealing with it. We're just mobile. So the thing is that I'm going, all right, this concept a bit, but it has to have, where is the data? Where is the forum? Where is the communication? It has to be off their grid, and you can even be private. That's why in the third letter of Captain Mark is all about pirate communications. I need hailing frequencies invisible to the crown. They don't know where it came from. They don't know who got it, and they don't know what was said. All these encrypted apps and everything, they just sweep your contact list. They know all the phone numbers and who said what to whom. They may not know what you said, and I'm not convinced of that either, but they may not know what you said, but hell, most of what I want them not to know is who I'm talking to. Screw them. You know, I'm doing, oh, let's do a Signal, Telegram, WhatsApp, whatever the hell with Chris Haskell. You think they give a crap what I said? He's talking to Chris Haskell. Oh my God. You see my point?
Yeah.
So I'm just going, nope. That's not pirate communications. So the thing is, they know who and how much I talk to Chris. So they're just like, damn. So I need to wear communications of you are, if you are not the neon freaking flashing example of exactly what I'm talking about. Okay. So this is, you know, take the time to, you know, buy the book, read the book, read the letters up there. We got, you know, several more that's going to be coming up here in the next month.
Now I got no money to buy the books.
Yeah, well, you can read electronic.
Send me one. Come on. Hook me up.
Maybe. Hey, you're assuming I can afford them. You know what I mean? So this is what we're going to be ordering bulk and the cheap. That's a long story because we keep adding to it. So I don't like buying the book because it's, you know, it's minus 15% of what I just, you know, added more to.
Okay.
10 days later. You can just read it online. So you go on there and you could, you know, see all the artwork. We're still doing and crafting. And I mean, this is a long time project. You know how long it take Cameron to, you know, just to process that video? I mean, it was like months to process it, you know? And he came up with a new, the ceiling inside the upper floor has an atrium. It's a glass ceiling. He just finished,
that's awesome.
He just finished that
incredible.
Too. You know, so there's a bunch, man. The boys got it going on. So what we're going to do is I'm going to have you, you know, you can just create your own freaking ship. You know, or have
hey,
you know,
I want to steal your ship. I'm a pirate.
Well, pirates tend to like protect their ship. You know what I mean? So this, you take, you know, there's no copyright on anything of that. You know, take a letter, change the letter, do the letter, peace out, make your own whatever. But you're definitely a pirate. I'm not sure, you know, because I don't know if I want Chris on my pirate ship because damn, he just
you're gonna kick me off if you can.
Oh yeah, you'd be the first. I got a plank for you, man. You know, so this is, but the freedom is you get to do your own thing. So this is, and use this as a resource, you know, to help, you know, get your mind right, you know, around what this is really all about. Write your own letter. Tell me about, you know, we haven't even got into a lot of the issues that you might want to be writing your own letter. So the thing is that this will keep you entertained for a little while and get you kind of focused on some stuff. But the whole point of what we're doing is for pirates just like you that do not heed the will of the crown just because, you know, they think right makes right. That just ain't going to happen. So I'm with you, brother. I'm glad we were able to do this, and hopefully people, I got to get going, but, you know, people will support, give you, because, you know, we need some Chris Haskells in the world. That's just the way it is, you know, and he gets just enough encouragement and support that he won't shut up, but...
You know, that's what my PO says, too.
Yeah, of course. It's guys like you that wind up dead, though.
Yeah, they tried. They already tried that.
You know,
didn't work out.
I'm hip, and this is why I like doing this, is just to keep, you know, hey, you know, can we, you know, kind of, you know, keep Chris in mind, because, you know, they would like him to be out of mind. And you have, you know, it's always good to be on top of the list. If you're going to be on a list, be on top. It's safer there. Well, he's on top of the list, so maybe he's a little bit safe. All right. Hey, thanks for coming on, man. Good luck to you.
Thank you, Bernie.
And you just reached, I mean, this has been going on for years, and now he's finally, they got him for 1 year of probation of House of Rep. Are you ankle braceleted all up?
No, but 3 years intense probation.
Intense, which means what?
They ain't kidding. Three tests a day, one urine test a day.
Three tests? How the hell do you even do three tests a day?
That's because I pissed them off with my last YouTube video.
Physically, how do they do three tests? Do they got a monitor in your toilet?
I show up. No, the test for alcohol. I have to show up at 8 a.m. every morning now. Then they come at 7 o'clock and they come at 1 in the morning. To test me. Literally, yes.
What?
I have a surveillance officer, a probation officer, and a federal surveillance officer.
Hey, wait. This is what happens. Hey, Chris, breathe. All right, cool. It's been seeing you, man. See you tomorrow. Really?
Yeah. No, you're
full of shit.
I'm telling you the truth. Yeah, I only tell the truth.
All right, three times a day, you got to test. You got to show up in the morning somewhere.
For a breathalyzer, for alcohol.
Why alcohol? Why do they care?
I don't know. I never had a problem with alcohol, but now I can't drink, that's for sure. And then I broke it one time. They tested me, and I had been drinking. So that's it. They went, bam! They went hardcore. It's unbelievable.
So they're just setting you up to fail.
Yes, in every way possible.
All right, if you go in, if you serve time, if you do that, then they won't be able to reduce it down to a misdemeanor.
Correct, and then I can't wear a firearm, which I have to ever since 2011 when they came and bashed my head in.
Well, that, you know, hell, they'd love you to be armed. That'd solve their problem right there. God.
Yeah, well.
Chris, going, all right, I'm going to start a pool. Will Chris make it the 3 years without being incarcerated or dead?
I'm going, four violations in 2 months.
Oh, my God. Chris, you're killing me, man. You know, this.
YouTube channel.
I'm sorry?
It was all because of my YouTube channel. They violate me when I said something wrong.
See, this is the thing. Can you have access to information, video, audio, whatever, on the internet that is not linked to an individual? Not anymore. This is, man, they got to know where to send the Hellfire missile. And I'm going, you can't, used to be able to have anonymous accounts, Facebooks, anonymous. No, hell no. Because why? Because of Chris Haskell's. This is what this is all about. But it's getting to where they're getting to the point that you can. Well, anywhere that you can, trading Shapeshift, the crypto, whatever. Oh, hell no. You're not allowed to just be able to have an account that they don't know who and with your VPN. No, hell no. They definitely not that. Okay. So this is what they're, but the tighter their fists, the more star systems leak between the fingers. And that's what we're going to be highlighting in 2019. How appropriate is it that we have one of the last shows in 2018 is Chris Neon freaking example Haskell, okay? You feel me?
Yeah.
Now, Monday, we're going to be doing end of year with another secret individual such as yourself.
Secret, though.
No, he pretty much is. He's a high-end dollar-making of influential, been around long time. Some people may recognize his voice, but he's just like, man, don't put my name up there. We do this on a regular basis over the years of predicting exactly this kind of thing. And then in 19, the first half, between the 4th and the 18th, we're kind of finishing up on there. We're doing a lot of the back end, getting everything all set up. And then, we launch certainly before the end of January, probably about the mid-January. After we do all the predictions and this and kind of the end of year stuff and the predictions for, and here we go. And it's going to be an announcement. I'm just saying, look, that's not a secret. My audience, I'm like, look, I'm just telling you, this is what's going to happen. And they're going to try to Chris Haskell me, but I need to be in a situation to where they can't, because I know they will. They, them, those, whoever the hell, kind of. And what did it take? They come after when they did Morpheus. He was dealing in information out in the open of money. He's doing crypto. Yeah, man, I'm your guy. Oh, hell no. They couldn't have that. Chris Haskell, I'm putting up signs. Let me show you an example of everybody in my community is going to know something about something. Oh, hell no. This is how you shut them down. Well, what happens when you get off the grid and people have access to this information? I know what's going to happen, and this is what I'm talking about. They want to be able to shut up the Chris's, even if you're secret, especially if you're a V for Vendetta, you can't find me, and let's just sit down and everybody gets to know we get to have a little chat. So you can see Captain Mark is kind of got a little bit of a focus, look at this mass kind of thing going on, So this is, I'm hit, brother. It was good to have you on because it was a neon flashing example, exactly what I'm talking about. But man, if you ain't an example of there, you make it easy, man. Cause they're going to get it.
And I won't shut up. It ain't going to happen.
You can't, it's like DNA crap. this is the way it is, but there's always Chris's out there doing it for the right reasons, even though because it's inside their, they can't not do this because they have to share, and the machine is to shut down people just like Chris. Help the boy out a little bit, go to the archive today, go to freemansphoenix.com, top right. Declare your independence. You'll see the show there. Click on it. You go into today's show, the third hour, and has all the links there. Throw the boy a buck, just cause,
I gave all the money that was given to me to my lawyer like an idiot, and he took it and then threw me under the bus. I got $9,000, but I didn't get any of it. Yeah. Now I do.
Yeah, no, I'm all right, Chris. I'm glad you kind of... somebody got to express yourself. But
I'm biting my tongue. I'm trying.
God, man, you got to. Well, do your own video, kind of sit there and tell the whole story, but who the hell
did
sit there and
it's
listen?
There. It's, all right. It's there.
God, if you want to hear.
Go to my channel.
Yeah, go to his channel, and you get to hear the whole Oh My God thing.
The whole thing, yep.
Yeah, all right. Shit.
Thank you, Ernie.
All right, buddy. Peace.
All right, you have a good one.
You too.
They'll come to arrest me in a few minutes.
I wouldn't doubt it.
All right, bye.
Bye.